Here's the Marketplace Index for Friday the 11th. I'm Heidi Moore, in for David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average skyrocketed 259 points, closing at 12,153. The S&P 500 also had a lofty day, closing at 1263, a gain of 1.9%. And the Nasdaq Composite Index rounded out the happy trio, gaining 53 points to close the week at 2678. Much of the bond market had a holiday today, and it's safe to say it could use the breather. It's been a crazy week, with Italy at one point paying sky-high interest of 7.5% on its bonds, and France's bonds doing worse than they have since the euro was created in 1999. But today, a little bit of good news went a long way. The Italian Senate passed an economic reform bill, Greece started putting a new government in place, and so stock investors decided they have faith that things may turn around after all. I talked to Quincy Crosby, the chief market strategist for Prudential Financial, to find out why.
You know, there's an expression that we use, it's delay and pray. You delay the problem, you put a little Band-Aid on it, you restructure a little bit, you put a little money in, and then you pray that things get better. And, you know, sometimes it actually works out that way. There's no clear path. This is an experiment. The European Union itself is an experiment. And now they're experimenting with possible measures to staunch the contagion. And what we've witnessed is that contagion just moved very quickly over to Italy.
What we have right now is, as you said, Italy staring into the abyss. Greece is on life support. Austria is a little wobbly. And Eastern Europe's looking a little green around the gills. So where do we learn to look? What do we focus on most right now?
What we focus on most is the country under the microscope at that moment. You know, the market can't respond to every crisis in the wall of worry. We always say that the markets have to climb a wall of worry. But if you notice, the market gets bored with issues, it moves on to the next issue, and there's an old saying that the market can only discount the same news once, maybe twice. It has to be more dramatic to get the market's attention. So right now, it is Italy, but I will tell you that if we were to look maybe a month out or a couple of weeks out, you can see that we're starting to pay closer attention to Spain. And there are those who say, keep your eye on France. Now, that would be interesting because France and Germany are the anchors of the European Union in terms of size and in terms of political importance within the Union.
That was Quincy Crosby with Prudential Financial. The Federal Reserve is watching carefully to see if Europe's crisis comes to our own shores, and especially to our banks. One Fed official said today there would be another round of stress tests for American banks in just a couple of weeks. Now it's time to check the Marketplace Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse is up today. The U.S. consumer, that beaten down, bedraggled, hopeless character, seems to be getting a shot of optimism. The University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index hit a five-month high today. It was up to 64.2, a three-point jump from last month. Economists watch that number to get a sense of where things are heading with consumer spending. People told the survey they're still a little bummed about their personal finances, but they see the overall economy improving. To see how we're tracking the pulse of the economy, check out the index at marketplace.org. I'm Heidi Moore, in for David Brancaccio in New York, with the Marketplace Index. This is APM, American Public Media.